The Tennessee legislature has designed a budget maneuver to pay for proposed rules around Medicaid. Republican states are adding requirements that Medicaid recipients have to work if they can, but enforcement is proving to be costly, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's been hard for Tennessee's Medicaid officials to estimate the expense of making sure 10 care members are working, caring for family, or in school. Their best guess is $38 million to start. It's also been tough to project how many will lose coverage as a result, but they've landed on 3,700. Critics like Michelle Johnson of the Tennessee Justice Center have done the math for lawmakers.
We're going to pay $10,000 per person we're disenrolling. We can't afford that in our state.
She contends the program could easily cost more than it saves. As the legislation nears final passage, debate is centered less on the merits and more on where the money will come from. Given the hefty price tag, the sponsors looked outside the general budget and found massive reserves in the state's account for welfare payments. The federal government gives Tennessee nearly $200 million a year for temporary assistance to needy families. The economy has been so good, much of that money's piling up. Senator Beau Watson is one of the few lawmakers to express concerns about diverting welfare funding, suggesting the state might regret it during the next recession.
I just don't want to get into a position where we've got a program that we're funding with dollars that weren't intended for that purpose, and then we need those dollars for the purpose of which they were intended, and we have to supplement one or the other by putting the state's finances at risk.
Still, Watson voted with Republicans to advance the measure, resulting in praise from the conservative lobbying group Americans for Prosperity. TennCare officials say the federal government will have to approve. If they don't, TennCare intends to ask the legislature for state funding. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
The full state Senate is scheduled to vote on TennCare work requirements Thursday. The House has already approved, and Governor Bill Haslam has indicated support for the idea.